You are listening to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, Episode 1. Today, we're talking about how to join Actors Equity Association. And without further ado, let's get started. Hey everyone, this is Maggie Barra. Welcome to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for joining us because this is the first episode, you guys. The Actor Aesthetic Podcast is produced every Monday for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at actoraesthetic.com/podcast. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. And you can also follow me on Instagram at actoraesthetic or on Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get on to the show, shall we? Okay, you guys, so we are doing this. My name is Maggie Barra, and I am a New York City-based actress. I have a BFA in musical theater from Texas State University, and I am the founder and editor of Actor Aesthetic, which is an actor lifestyle blog designed to prepare and inspire young artists who are looking to pursue a career in the theater industry. So I created my blog in January of 2017 as a way to record and pass along information and lessons learned about auditioning in New York City, traveling and performing on different contracts, and stuff like that. And then I created an Instagram that I posted on daily, and I started hosting Instagram live chats with my followers every week. One of the topics that we covered was a podcast. I briefly mentioned it, and I got a lot of really awesome responses and direct messages from an overwhelming amount of people saying that they would love a podcast. So let's get this thing started. This is episode 1 of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, and today we are covering Actors Equity Association and how to join. Actors Equity Association, or AEA, is the performing arts union that represents more than 51,000 professional stage actors and stage managers in the United States. Equity provides a wide range of benefits by negotiating wages, working conditions, providing health and pension plans for its members, and literally so much more. It is governed by members for members, and there are three different ways that actors can join it. The first way actors can join the association is by virtue of employment under an equity contract. This is actually how I joined. So, little tidbit about me. I graduated in May of 2017, and I worked a regional contract over at TUTS, Theater Under the Stars in Houston. And then I moved back to New Jersey, where I am originally from. And I auditioned, and I auditioned, and I auditioned. And I eventually went to an open call for the Fireside Theater in Wisconsin. They were doing a production that I was interested in, and I booked it. And the producer offered me an equity contract, which gave me permission to join equity. So when a theater offers a non-equity actor their card, this is what that means. The application for joining equity is only valid during the term of the contract. The second way actors can join Actors Equity Association is by virtue of prior membership in a performing arts sister union, and that includes SAG-AFTRA, AGMA, AGVA, or GIAA. Now, applicants must be members of a sister union for at least 1 year to be eligible. They must currently be members in good standing of their parent union, so they must have been paid up, and they must have worked as a performer under the union's jurisdiction on a principal or under five contract for at least 3 days of extra or background work. With your application, you must include a letter from your parent union stating that you meet the requirements, along with at least $400 towards your initiation fee. If you are listening to me in 2020, the amount due with the application is now $600. And if you are listening to me in 2018, congrats, it's still $400. The final way to join Actors Equity Association is through the Equity Membership Candidate Program, or the EMC program. Now, this program allows actors and stage managers in training to earn points towards eventual membership. By performing at participating Equity Regional and Summer Stock theaters, actors can collect points towards their membership. Each week worked at a qualifying Equity theater equals one EMC point or credit. After securing a position at a participating theater, you may register as a candidate. Now, the $200 registration fee will be credited against any future initiation fee when you become eligible for membership. What that means is, no matter how you eventually join Equity, whatever you paid initially, if you became an Equity membership candidate, that will be taken off. You will not have to pay that amount any longer when you join. I worked at the Connecticut Repertory Theater in 2015, and I joined the EMC program through that contract. Now, when I eventually was granted membership by virtue of employment a couple years later, the money that I originally put into joining the EMC program was taken out of my initiation fee when I joined in 2017. Now, if you're listening in 2018, the rules just changed. And like I said earlier, eligibility under the program requires a minimum of 25 weeks at participating theaters. It used to be 50, and now it's only 25. However, you are still allowed to work 50 weeks without joining the union. If you complete 25 weeks, you may register for phase two of the EMC program by paying an additional $200 within 6 months of completing phase one, which is the 25 weeks, to be able to work an additional 25. So it is possible. And at any point during phase two, you may choose to join Equity as long as you do not have non-Equity work lined up in the future. If you are joining Equity through the EMC program, at least a $400 initial payment is due with your application. Again, the three different ways to join Actors Equity Association include by virtue of employment under an Equity contract, by virtue of prior membership in a performing arts sister union, or simply through the Equity Membership Candidate Program. Now, deciding when to join the union is totally up to you and your prerogative. However, once you become a member of the union, you are entitled to two categories of benefits: contract benefits and membership benefits. And we will talk about both of those in upcoming episodes on the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. And with that, we conclude our first episode of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for listening. If you do like my show and you want to know more, please go to actoraesthetic.com or leave me a review on iTunes. If you feel so inclined, go ahead and screenshot that you're listening to this episode and post it on Instagram. I want to see that you guys are listening and following along and that you enjoyed this one. For further inquiries, go ahead and email me at maggie@actoraesthetic.com or shoot me a DM at actoraesthetic on Instagram. It takes a village, y'all. I'll see you next week.